P2HXS, listening.
LK speaking.
Hey, what's happening?
In the road. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing the same thing. I'm driving down the road. Yeah, actually, I know it's a little unorthodox, but Jimmy and I went over to a customer's house to go take a look at a changeout. Gentleman's a fireman, so we kind of had to wait to his time schedule. So we met up with him this evening and took a look, and now I'm heading home.
Question. Since my schedule's kind of weird, if I wanted you to come over, would you be willing to come at a weird time, you know, just for me?
Absolutely. But give me a call. Did you ever get my number, or I looked for your email. I don't know if I still have it or saved your email in my computer, but yes, absolutely. Well, you know, whatever you need me to do.
I've got a new system. It's fine right now. I don't need you. I just wanted to see if you would be willing.
Absolutely for you, Shane, especially the new system, because who knows how they installed that thing. You know, were they knuckleheads, and is it working right? You know, I gotta go behind people and make sure it's working right for you.
It's working good. So, been in there for a year. Well, a year in January. So, I'm very happy with it. I think we talked about it the other day.
I don't know. It's got to get the old Dave, you know, the old Dave thumbs up approval, you know. No problem, Shane. Whatever.
No, I figured if you approve, it must be good. That's because, I mean, what else would I need, right?
Hey, what else would you need? My goodness. You know, coming from the HVAC business in Florida, I was on call pretty much 24/7. Yeah, I've gone out. I think I had a call one year right on Thanksgiving. I ran out and changed out a boiler motor Thanksgiving morning. You know, because I had keys to the shop and everything, and I had the company vehicle at the house, and I was good for that kind of stuff. I, you know, if I was needed, I go.
Man, I know that. Listen, that reminds me, speaking of Florida and AC, my mother is from England, and of course, they don't use AC over there generally because they don't really need it. And she came over in the 60s, and her first, with my dad, I mean, they got married, he was in the Air Force, they moved to Florida. Well, they didn't have AC in the houses they lived in Florida back then. I'm sure some did, but she told me, she said, I'll never forget, I would get up and go to the grocery store just to walk around, just to get into some air conditioning.
There you go. Can you imagine working in an attic in Florida at 140 degrees up in the attic?
I can kind of imagine, because I've been in some trailers and in the package cars in the middle of summer. The older pack, back in the 90s, man, those doors were narrow, and those they were the old trucks with no air moving inside them. They still don't have AC, but they're more wide open, and they have air vents. But yeah, I can kind of imagine, but I'm still, that would be awful.
Well, I've got some memories of the old moving trailer I used to drive, and they had the wood paneling down the center of the roof line. But when you get out to the edge of the roof line and your arm touches that ceiling in the summertime, boy, you get a burn that you don't forget.
I can only imagine that as well. Well, not only imagine, I've yeah, I've hit some metal pieces before like that. I'm done with that, though. I like what I do now.
Oh, me too. Me too. I enjoy what I do. But yeah, no, in Florida, man, it's AC all the time. You don't get heat calls in Florida. You get AC calls. You know, it doesn't take much to be 90 degrees in January and February.
There's rare occasions of iguanas falling out of trees because they're frozen, or at least they're so dormant because the weather's cold enough. You know, then you know it's getting down there.
Yeah, the mercury is dipping below 70 degrees.
Pull up when it gets below 70 down there.
Yeah, I gotta wear a hat and scarf and stuff. Well, heck, this year up here, I went out on July 4th and fixed the system for a lady. And it was early enough in the day before the fireworks, so I was like, yeah, I'll come do it. Oh, you'll do it today? I'm like, yeah, why not? What the heck? You know, got to get you cooling.
Like I said, you're a good man. You know, you're helping people out there. And I mean, I know you get paid, but that's part of it. And, you know, some people, a lot of other people get paid, but they won't come out on holidays.
They go out on a holiday, they'll charge you so god-awful much. It's just like, I'll wait till tomorrow. It's like, ah, I can't do that.
True, there is that.
Yeah, pretty, I'm pretty happy with how I treat people. That's important to me, you know. I want to make sure that I do the right thing and I feel good about it.
I said earlier, I know I have your email because you sent me the information on that radio store down there in Atlanta. But I don't know if there's a phone number, but I do have your email. But, you know, if I ever need it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, heck, you know, when you get a minute, you know, when you get back home or whatever, just drop me an email with your number, and this way we'll have each other's number.
Go back and catch any of that. Go by the Harley Davidson store, and there's some signs out there that just wipe out everything.
Shane, I don't know if you hear me now. What I was saying was, when you get back home off the run, or when you get a minute, just drop me an email with your phone number, and then we'll have each other's phone number in case you need me.
I will do that sometime this weekend. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm almost home anyway. I'm just on 14 here. I'll be home here in less than 5 minutes. So, Shane, you have a good evening. Be safe out there. N4ZLKKB2HXS.
Thank you, as always, for slowing that down a little bit so that I can understand it. KB2HXS, N4ZLK, 73. Have a great weekend.
All right, Shane, you do the same. Y'all have a nice weekend, y'all. Y'all, something, whatever. Here, hold my beer. Watch this.
Enough is enough.
Sorry. See ya.
Uncle out of there, KN4CHY.
That's Southern accent.
Dave, have a safe trip the rest of the way home, evening, Shane.
Hard time. He's a little foreigner around here.
I keep telling people, I got broad shoulders, bring it on.
Sense of humor, so that goes a long way too. The hold my beer would just about made me have coffee through the nose.
I can't stop laughing at that one. Gentlemen, I am pulling down my street. Have a good night. I'm out of here. KBXS 73 all.
Keith, I am about pulling off the interstate back in my building. I'll be out for a little bit, but good to hear you tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. N4ZLK.
Dave, and, all right, Shane, yep, good to hear you too. And, so I guess you were, like, coming, up on 385 there at the Harley Davidson place, is that it?
Yeah, I'm coming south from Spartanburg, and I'm got off on Lawrence Road here. I'm coming back to Greenville, and then I'll head out to Atlanta in about an hour, hopefully.
Well, catch you later. N4ZLK, KN4CHY. Listen.
Later, or at least have the radio on anyway, depending on what's going on when I leave. Okay. We'll talk to you later, Keith.